I'm pretty sure it's needful in your life. Amen. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis chapter number 3. Verse number 7. I had kidded around one time. I like to kid. And all I said was, and by the way, Genesis is at the front of the book. And I was in revival. And they looked up at me like, and that was on the first night of the revival, trying to break the ice. And they looked at me like, we know what kind of feller you are. So after that, anyway, title of the sermon this morning is When You Cross the Line. When I read this and I seen in the book of Genesis, I'll never forget that day that I was in revival and I made that little remark, I had crossed the line. I want to ask you a question this morning. We're going to do this like God would have it done. Have you ever crossed the line? You know what I'm talking about when you cross the line and you say, uh-oh, I've made a major mistake. I'm done. If anybody finds out what I've done, I'm history. I've blown it. If this gets out, it's over with. There is no hope. There is no nothing. I've crossed the line. Can I say to you, we've all crossed the line before in our life. Everyone in this room has crossed the line before. And you say, what do I do, preacher, when I cross the line? Get back on the other side. Very simple. Get back to where God would have you to be. And this morning, I want to take a few moments just to preach when you've crossed the line. Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 7. I would ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 7. And the Bible says, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord and God amongst the trees of the garden. The Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree wherefore I command thee that thou shouldest not eat? Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, I love you and I thank you. Lord God, I thank you this morning that when we cross the line, Father God, there's grace. Father, when we cross the line, there's mercy and there's forgiveness when we cross the line. Lord, I pray this morning you take the next few moments, you guard my throat, guard my thoughts, hide me behind the cross, that I be not seen, but you be high and lifted up. Father, I've not come to elevate myself, but I've come to elevate the name of Jesus Christ. God, I ask you to do what only you can do. And as to search the hearts of every individual that's in this room, Lord God, I'd pray this morning that you would search our hearts, you would search our minds, you would search our souls, you would search everything about us this morning. And if they be one this morning that has crossed the line and they say they're too far gone, that you'd show them that there's peace, love, mercy, and grace at the foot of the cross. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. Bless this word in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. When you have crossed the line, you know what crossing the line will do? It'll get very dangerous in your life. Have you ever thought about when you're going down the road and somebody crosses the line and they get over into your lane, and when they get into your lane and they're coming head on, you know how dangerous that is when they cross the line? Hey, it won't be long if they don't get back over on the right side. There'll be a wreck. There'll be a train wreck. There'll be a disaster. And things will fall all apart. As we come here today, we see right off the bat the first person in the Bible being Adam and Eve. You know what happened here? They crossed the line. If you ask old Adam, would he ever get hope back? If he ever get rest? If he ever get peace back? Oh, Adam would probably tell you, hey, boys, I blew it. Hey, I blew it. Hey, I made the biggest mistake there could be made. I've done what God has told me not to do. Hey, but I don't know about you this morning, but I thank God this morning. Hey, when I think it's over, he said he's still writing my story. Can I get an amen? As we read this text this morning, Adam and Eve had definitely crossed the line. Hey, they had not crossed the finish line, but they definitely crossed the failure line. Before you leave this walk of life as a Christian, there's going to be times in your life that you're going to cross the failure line. That's just who we are this morning, and we're going to cross that failure line. But I thank God this morning that failure is not final with the Father. There is hope, there's peace, and there's rest. As we look at this morning, if we all be honest, we have all crossed the line in our lives and felt like failures. But this morning, I want to look at when they crossed the line, what did they do when they crossed the line, and what did God do when they crossed the line? This morning, if you'll look with me in the text in verse number 7, Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 7, we see, number one, they covered themselves. Number one, this morning, they covered themselves. You know what? When we mess up and we get in a place in our life and we cross the line, you know the first thing we'll try to do? Hey, we'll try to fix it ourselves. We'll try to cover it up ourselves. Look what the Bible says. The eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. They tried to cover themselves. They covered up what they messed up. Hey, but I'm reminded in the Bible when we try to cover ourselves up, the Bible says in Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. This morning as I stand before you, I tell you that when we get to that place in our life and we've crossed the line and we don't know what to do, hey, this morning you can dress it up, you can cover it up, you can paint it up, you can fix it up, but until you and I get to the place in our life and we cross that line, until we get to the place that we confess it up, nothing will do any good. Hey, you can do anything you want to do. You can turn over a new leaf. You can have a New Year's resolution. Hey, you can start out on the right foot. You can do all them things, but until we get to the place where we confess up and we say, Lord God, I've crossed the line. Hey, I've sinned against you and I've done things that's not right. I want you to know this morning, you will not have no peace in your life. I love what the Bible says, though, in 1 John chapter number, 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 9, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. I thank God this morning that I serve a God that ain't only faithful, but he's just. Hey, if I got what I deserve, I'd get hell. Can I get an amen? Hey, but this morning I serve a just God. I serve a God that is just. And he tells me that if I confess my sins, he's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Hey, at this time, Adam didn't know that verse. Adam hadn't read that verse. Hey, Adam did only thing he knew what to do, and that was to cover his sin up. Hey, this morning, there's a lot of people in the world that we live in. Hey, when they cross the line and they mess up, you know what they think they need to do? They need to cover it up. You let somebody commit adultery, you know what they'll do? They'll cover it up. Hey, they'll try to hide it. They'll try to lie their way out of it. You let somebody commit murder, you know what they do? They try to lie. They try to hide them ways out of it. Hey, you let somebody get caught up in sin and they get found out about it and they say, hey, did you do that? The first thing you'll say is, it wasn't me. Hey, but this morning I want you to know, number one, they tried to cover up themselves. Hey, they took it upon themselves to cover themselves up. Hey, in the world we live in, hey, we don't need to cover up. We need to confess up. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning, I don't know about you, but I thank God at the moment when I get on my knees and I say, Lord God, you know I've crossed the line. Hey, you know I've committed the big one this time. Hey, you know I've messed up. Hey, you know I've been trying to cover it up. Hey, you know I've been messed up for a long time. You know what His loving grace does? It reaches down from heaven. Hey, He washes the vilest sinner clean. Hey, this morning as I read this text, I see number one, had they tried to cover it up. I would ask a question this morning. Have you been caught up with and now you're trying to cover it up? Hey, friends, I want you to know it don't matter what man knows. God already knows. Woo, glory. God already knows. Man, God already knows. Number one, they tried to cover themselves. They tried to cover up what they did. Hey, but I seen something else in the text. Not only in verse number 7, they tried to cover themselves, but in verse number 8, they tried to hide themselves. Hey, it's one thing to cover it up, and it's something totally different to try to hide. Hey, to cover up, you just don't take as much work. Hey, but to hide, it takes work. Y'all remember when you was a kid, the game called hide and seek? I never was the one that done very good at the seeking. I always wanted to be the one to hide. And you know what they done when you played hide and go seek? If you was like me and most of you, they'd want to set up boundaries. Because we'd go 2 miles so they'd never catch us. We want to get completely out of the way where nobody's seen us and nobody catches us. You know why? Because we never wanted to be it. We never wanted to be the one they come up to, Brother Hagin. Hey, and I done covered up. I done laid in the leaves and covered up. I didn't want nobody to find me. Hey, I was glad where I was at. Hey, I was in my pity party and I was okay. Hey, I could blame Satan. I could blame you. Hey, but you know whose problem it was? At the end of the day, it was my problem. Hey, I get to that place and I never want God to say, hey, you're it, you're the one. Hey, this morning I want you to know, I believe God this morning, He may be poking on somebody this morning, saying, hey, you're it. Hey, you're the one that stepped over the line. Hey, you're the one that's, I'm telling you, it's wrong. Hey, you're the it. You're that one. You're that one's been covering up. You're that one's been hiding up. Hey, and this morning as your pastor, you can't cover up and you can't hide up. God's everywhere this morning. Oh, but I'll hide behind my title, preacher. Your title won't do you a bit of good when you get out off the line. When you step across that line, that title won't do you a bit of good. Hey, can I say something else? When you're on this side, that title won't do you a bit of good. What'll do me good is when I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, number one, He tried to cover up. Number two, they tried to hide themselves. They tried to cover themselves and they tried to hide themselves. Let me show you in the book this morning. He says in verse number 8, if you would, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife, they hid themselves from the presence of God. I love what it did here when they get here, and they had done covered themselves and they hid themselves. They were ashamed of what they've done. Hey, they were guilty in what they've done. It's one thing being ashamed, but it's something totally different when you're guilty. Friends, I want you to know, hey, when I got locked up and I went to jail, you listen to me, I not only was I ashamed, but I was guilty. I was guilty as charged. You say, who could you blame it on, preacher? I couldn't blame nobody. I got myself in that mess, and I didn't know how to get myself out. There was only one man that could get me when I crossed the line, and his name's Jesus. He reached down to me. He didn't reach down to me when I thought I was a good old boy. He reached down to me when I was in the pits of hell, in the darkness of sin. Hey, friends, I want you to know, hey, you get to that place in your life and you try to cover yourself and you try to hide yourself because there's a shame, there's guilt, and because you've crossed the line. You've went too far, you've crossed the line. I remember we was in school, his old boys in school, Brother Shea Taylor, I remember that. Hey, you get in there and old boys, they'd be all like a bunch of old hens wanting to fight, man, old roosters, they'd be, and they'd say, oh no, you done crossed the line. It still went from just talking about it to crossing the line. Somebody's ready to fight, Brother Roy. Somebody's fixing ready to fight. Hey, this morning I want you to know the old Satan, you know what he wants you to do? He wants you to cross that line. He wants you to cross that line because when you cross the line, you feel like there's no hope, there's no rest, and there's no forgiveness in the name of Jesus. That's what you feel. But he says this morning, number one, they covered it up. Number two, they hid themselves. They hid themselves from the presence of God. The psalmist, King David, if anybody knows it, he knows it. Psalm 139 and verse number 7, the Bible says, whither shall I go from thy spirit? He said, where can I go from your spirit, God? Have you ever crossed the line and everywhere you turn, God's there? Oh, glory to God. Everywhere you go, He's there. Hey, you can hide and there'll be a Bible. Hey, you can hide and the preacher will show up. Hey, you can hide and you can't cover it up. Everywhere you go, God is there. Let me give you this morning. He said, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Psalm 139, verse 7. Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Oh, you and I can't hide from God. Oh, David said in Psalm 139, 8, if I ascend up to heaven, you're there. But He said, also, if I make my bed in hell, you're there. He said, God, I don't care where I go. It don't matter what I do. I've crossed the line. I've committed adultery with Bathsheba, and you know I have. And everywhere I went, I tried to cover it up. I took Uriah, and I stuck him on the front line, and I stuck him everywhere he'd go. I tried to even bring him home, let him sleep with his own wife. And he said, as long as my men's in battle, I will not lay down with her. I'd say that's a man of integrity, amen? And he said, I tell you what you do. You put him on the front line. We're going to take his life. David tried to cover that sin up every which way he could. But you know what, my friends? He done went too far. He done stepped over the line. And God said, there's a payday for that. And that's when David wrote Psalm 51, created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. This morning I'd ask you a question. Have you been trying to cover up? But I'd ask you a second question. Have you been trying to hide? Have you been trying to hide? But the third thing I seen they done when they crossed the line, and a lot of us is guilty of this. I'm guilty of this. When I crossed the line and I went too far, number one, I'm going to try to cover it up. I'm going to try to cover it up. I'm going to try to cover it up. This week, I went by Brother Jim and Sister Kathy's, and we was going to put up a vent hood. And I was underneath that vent hood, and you know what a cabinet door is? They had that cabinet door was like this. My bald head was completely under that hood. And I was getting at it, son. And I'm like a bull in a china cabinet, man. I ain't going to slow down on nothing. And when that thing, I jumped up. When I did, I caught that thing right there. First thing, I looked at Sister Kathy, I said, how bad is it? Joe, it ain't bad. I got home, I said, I got to cover that up. I'm going to have to cover that up. I'm going to have to hide that scar. I'm going to have to hide what's on. But this morning, let me give you this. I seen the text. Always remember this. Not only did they cover up, not only did they hide themselves, but old Adam tried to blame somebody else for his mistake. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, not only did he cover it up, and he said, oh, man, we've messed up. We need to cover up. Took him some fig leaves and sewed them together. There's some of you here this morning, you say, I'm going to cover up, preacher. Keep covering, it'll come to light. Keep covering, it'll come to light. Preacher, I tell you what I'm going to do, I'm going to keep hiding. Now, you keep hiding, it's going to come to light. Preacher, I tell you what, if it wasn't for so-and-so, I wouldn't be in this shape. Can I get a witness this morning? There's a few honest ones in the house, amen? I've been there. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. Oh, you know what that does? That takes the monkey off your back and puts it on somebody else. If you'd have done better, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. I kid my mama all the time. If you'd have raised me better, I wouldn't have went through. She said, I've done the best I could. I've done the best I could. Don't you get me in here. Come on. If you'd have done better. There's a little thing called sin that lives in every one of us. When we get to that place, we want to cover it. We want to hide it. And at the end of the day, we want to blame somebody else. Let me show you what Adam did here in verse number 12 of the text, if you will. Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 12. Genesis 3 and 12, look what he says here. Not only did they cover themselves, they hid themselves, but they blamed someone else. And the man said, the woman who you gave me. Number one, he blamed the Lord. Lord, I was doing just fine, tilling the garden, minding my own business. Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 24 and 25, he said, whoa, man. She come out, he said, whoa, that come out of me? Whoa. I told him in Sunday school this morning, Brandy ain't never looked at me and said, whoa. But I've looked at her and said, whoa. Whoa, man. Whoa. What are you talking about, preacher? He said, at one time, he liked what he had. But when he crossed the line, he said, if you wouldn't have gave me her, I wouldn't be here right now. He says, get on with her text here. Look what he says here. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. She gave me of that tree, and I did eat. He blames someone else. Numbers chapter number 32 and verse number 23, the Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. He said, be sure. He said, I want you to know that your sin will find you out. Adam blamed the woman, and he blamed God. The woman blamed Satan. Get this. And when we cross the line, we're always looking for someone to put the blame on. When we cross that line, we're always looking for someone to put the blame on. this morning, when you cross that line and you've went too far and you don't know what to do, you say, preacher, what I do? Is it over with? No, it's not over with. Am I washed up? Am I have been? No, you're not washed up. You're not a have been. Is there mercy? I told you, I was going to show you where they crossed the line, and Adam and Eve crossed the line. They messed up. But I want to show you this morning what God did. As we close this morning, I want to show you what God did. Number one, this morning, let me give you this day when they crossed the line, but God was still there. Turn with me back just a page here. I want to show you this in Genesis chapter number 3, just right back. When they crossed that line, God was still there because, number one, God was concerned about them. You see, God, I believe God knows all things, don't you? There's not one thing, there's not a person in here this morning that has crossed the line that God don't know it this morning. And you say, why does he keep fooling with me? Why does he keep wanting me to do right? Why does he keep convicting me? Why does he keep doing this, preacher? Because he's concerned about you. He is concerned about you this morning. He loves you, and he is concerned about you. And when you cross that line, there's no peace over there. There's no joy over there. There's no rest. There's nothing over there but misery and pain. That's all over there. He said, I'm concerned about you. Look here in verse number 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. You see, God went right back where they was at. He didn't go. He went right back to where they'd been walking in the cool of the day all the time. God never hid from Adam. Adam hid from God. This morning, I want you to know God's alive and well in this place this morning. He ain't hiding from nobody. Can I get amen? He says he was concerned about them, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. This morning, if there's one thing when you cross the line you want to do, you want to hide yourself from God because he's concerned about you. Number two, when you cross the line, preachers, have I went too far? Nobody in this room has went too far. Well, I hope y'all believe that. Because there's going to come a day you're going to cross the line still, even as a Christian. You're going to cross the line and you're going to say, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that. What am I going to do now? I'm over it. What am I going to do? You know what the world tells you to do? You're doomed. You're over. But God said, don't you worry about the world. They're not concerned about you. I am. He said, not only that I'm concerned about you, but he says, I'll call you. This morning, I would wonder if he said, hey, by the way, you're it, and I'm calling you. I'm so concerned about you. You're it, and I'm calling you. Get this in verse number 9. And the Lord God called. He called unto Adam, and he said, Adam, where are you? This morning, I wonder if he's calling your name. Where are you? Brother Hagin, where are you? Brother John Whalen, where are you? Hey, Sunday school teacher that used to be, where are you? Hey, deacon that's supposed to be in the deacon's meeting, where are you? Hey, church member that's supposed to be at church on Wednesday night, where are you? Hey, the one that used to lead singing, where are you? Hey, old piano player, where are you? Hey, daddies and mamas, where are you? Friends, this morning God's still calling because he's concerned about you. And he's saying, where are you? Man, he's concerned about you and he's calling, where are you? Lord, I'm over here hiding. I'm trying to cover up because somebody done me wrong. He said, oh, that ain't going to work. He said, I'm the one's concerned and I'm the one that calls. And he's the same one that confronts. Oh, that's so good. Woo! Not only is he concerned about me, not only does he call me, but he's the only one that can confront me. Only one. You see, well, that preacher's preaching, he wore me out. Oh, I went to preacher. There ain't no preacher good enough to wear you out. Boy, he read my mail. It wasn't him that read it. Ain't no preacher good enough to read your mail. Oh, he prophesied. Hey, he didn't prophesy over you. God read your mail. He called you out. He's the one concerned about you. He's the one that called you, and he is the one that'll call you out. Let me show you in the text. Look here in verse number 10. And he said, I heard thy voice. He confronts him. I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you was naked? Who told you you weren't worthy to come to God's house? Who told you you weren't worthy to teach? Who told you you weren't worthy? He said, I've been too good to you. I've been too good for you to be covering yourself up. I've been too good to you, Brother Eric Cruz, for you to be hiding out. I've been too good for you to blame it on somebody else. I've been too good to you, Brother Roy Parker, for you to hide out, cover up, and get somewhere else. Brother John, he said, I've been too good to you. Man, I've gave you everything. I've gave you a family. I've gave you food. I've gave you friends. I've gave you finances. I've gave you everything. You've got nothing if it wasn't for me. I've been too good to you. I've been too good to you. I saved your soul. And you're going to hide out on me. You think when you cross that line, I didn't know you was going to cross it. My mama draw a line in the sand when I was about 18 years old. I'd jump over that line just as quick as you could jump. She'd wake me up in the morning, whose beer is this in this cooler? I'd say, it's so-and-so's. It ain't yours, mama. I ain't drunk a drop. I don't know who put that in the back of the truck. I called them, I said, boys, it's gone. She done poured every drop of it out. By the way, can I say a good mama will pour it out? A good mama won't take it and put it in the refrigerator. She'll pour it slap out. A good mama will pour it out. Can I say this? A godly mama will pour it out. He says this morning, I want you to know when you cross the line, he's still concerned about you. He still calls you. He still confronts you because he cares about you. This morning, if you've crossed the line, you say, preacher, you don't know. You don't know. I don't have to know. There's not nothing you've done in your life that can trump what Adam and Eve done. Not one thing. When God told them not to partake of that, that's good enough. Well, you don't know what all I've done in my life. It don't matter. Sin is sin. And he says this morning, you crossed the line. Quit covering up. Quit hiding. Quit blaming somebody else. Come on. Quit blaming somebody else. Because he said, God said, I am. I'm the one that's concerned about you. I'm the one that called you. I'm the one that's confronting you right now because you crossed the line. Because I'm the one that cares for you. Folks, this morning I want you to know if you've crossed the line this week, you're not too far gone. If there's air in them lungs, if you're still breathing in this building, you've not went too far. You say, preacher, what about the rich man and Lazarus? Rich man went too far. In hell, he lifted up his eyes. Folks, this morning, I want you to know hell wasn't made for me nor you. It was made for the devil and his angels. This morning, he saved you not to play on the other side of the line, but he saved you to be on this side of the line. This morning, if you've been washing the blood of Jesus Christ, get on the right side. Get on that side of that line that God's called you and put you at. And you walk that way he wants you to walk. This morning, if you cross the line and you say, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do, preacher. I get to a place in my life where I call out to the Lord and say, Lord God, I know you love me. I know you're concerned. I know you care. I know you're the one who called me. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all. Some, maybe, no, all. All unrighteousness. This morning, if you've crossed the line, I'd get back on the right side. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, I love you so much. I thank you so much for Calvary. I thank you so much for the blood. Lord God, I thank you. Oh God, I thank you this morning when I cross the line. Oh, Satan tells me you're done with me. Satan tells me useless. Oh, but grace. Where sin did abound, so grace did so much more. Lord God, this morning, whoever's walked into this building this morning, they're saying in their life, preacher, I've crossed the line. You don't know what all I've done in my life. Whatever they can name this morning has been nailed to the cross of Calvary through the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I'd pray this morning that if we're on the wrong side, we'd get back on that right side this morning. We'd stop trying to cover it up. We'd stop trying to hide it and blaming other people. And we'd get back to doing what you called us to do. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name, all of God's people say. I ask you to stand for the time of invitation.